Countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Check out tens of thousands of technical articles on our new knowledge hub on farmersjournal.ie.
And a very good morning to you and welcome back to Countrywide. 100 Snow White Horses is the name of the forthcoming album from John Spillane. And this is one of the songs featured. I'm sure you're going to like it. It's called Under That Old Clare Moon.
When I was a singer, I had only one song that I wove from the sunlight and I rambling along. I tied it with rushes and I freed it with air, and it swept me along to the old County Clare. It went, meet me tonight by moonlight under that old Clare moon. I chanted in Doolin and I sang at Fenor. I went rattling and clattering on the old flaggy shore, where the cliffs at Kilkee, they challenged the sea, and I sang like a thrush in the town of Kilrush. I sang, meet me tonight by moonlight under that old Clare moon. Meet me tonight by moonlight under that old Clare moon. At old Spanish Point, where the ships they went down, the moon she rose up with her great starry crown, her necklace of diamonds, her white wedding gown, and she shed salty tears for the sailors who drowned. She sang, meet me tonight by moonlight under that old Clare moon. Meet me tonight. The old County Clare, there are melodies hanging from shelves in the air. There's the maid at the barrels, the hag at the churn. There's a great flock of angels flying over the barn, singing, meet me tonight by moonlight under that old Clare moon. Meet me tonight.
Thank you so much, John. A lovely way to sing us into the weekend. And I think it'll go down an absolute bomb below in the County of Clare. They will love it.
Oh, there's fierce crack over the song, Marty, already, man. Because I did it actually for the first time in Cratloe, County Clare, in Ger O'Donnell's house, Valentine's night 2 years ago. And it, immediately it got about 65,000 likes on Facebook. Every one of them from County Clare.
No doubt. We love our music. We love our traditional music, but we love all sorts of music in Clare. Tell me about how you came to write about Clare, because I know you as a proud Corkman.
Well, you know, I'm Cork and proud, like, but I am stretching my wings out now, Marty, and I'm doing bardic invasions of other counties, and I'm taking over the territory.
So you've made it to Cratloe, Six Mile Bridge, Doolin and Spanish Point. You're doing well.
In 2015, I did a beautiful tour called the World Tour of the Cafes of Clare and Gort.
Yes?
I was stationed in Kilkee. And it was September. I was swimming in the pollock holes in Kilkee, and I came out of the pollock holes singing Under That Old Clare Moon.
But inspired.
Well, the new model now, Marty, is I'm a bard. Like, yeah. you throw me the bag of gold, man, and I'll praise you to the skies.
You get a sense of Irish culture. You get a sense of a belonging. You get a sense of what it means to be from, whether it's Glengariff or Donegal or Kilkee, indeed. Why do you think that happens?
Well, I think I heard a lot of songs when I was a child in Bantry around the fire with my grandmother and my uncles and milking cows and all that kind of crack. And I think that there was a great geography in those songs about lovely Leitrim, where the Shannon waters flow, and songs about Molly Malone. So to me, like, Ireland is a kind of a geographical song landscape. Mm. But I think also I went through I was a rock and roller. Like, as a teenager, I played electric bass in rock bands. But I found that I didn't feel it was me doing the Americana rock and roll vibe. So I spent a bit of time trying to be myself, if you know what I mean. Mm. And then there's a thing, of course, in Irish singing, what we call the accent wars. Like, you have Christy Moore singing in a Kildare accent. You have Damien Dempsey singing in a Dublin accent. You have the Saw Doctor singing in a
Galway.
In a Galway, East Galway accent. You have me singing in a Cork accent, and you have all the rest then singing in phony American accents.
Right, okay.
You had Julia Turner from Oma singing the Tyrone accent, and it's lovely to hear people in the accents, but it's apparently a kind of a lack of confidence that people don't. They would never sing, in their own accent.
In their own accents, yeah. And I know in your new album, 100 Snow White Horses, you've tracks about Bishopstown and Ballyfahan that I knew quite well. I remember when I graduated first from college, I did my H-dip in Ballyfahan. So I have an affection for the place.
Oh, lovely, yeah.
So when you're thinking, I know you come out of the Pollockholes in Kilkee singing the Clare song, but what do you get, where do you get your inspiration for Bishopstown and Ballyfahan and Leitrim and Laois?
So I'm the latter-day bard, Marty, like, so they gives me the gig, like, and I gives them the song.
Right, okay.
Like, so, for example, I was up in Laois now, and I got a load of work in Laois for the 1916-2016 centenary. I did a load of Irish language songs with all the primary schools in Laois, and so I wrote them the song 100 Snow White Horses. Hmm. Ballyfihan, they brought me in again for 1916-2016, and commissioned me to write a song about Ballyfihan, where all the streets are named after signatories of the 1916 Declaration.
That's right, yes.
And then Bishopstown, two gigs in the Ga Club. That was an offer to give me to give them the song. I swear,
because I played
football for Bishopstown.
Oh, did you?
I got as far as under 15 until I got the guitar. Yeah. That was the end of that.
And music and your passion took over. Good man. How has this year been for you, John? Almost a year ago since we got this coronavirus. Has it had a huge impact on your life?
Once I got over the initial shock, I lost all the work, the diary was wiped clean. But when I got over the initial shock, I was fine. And I do have an album, coming out on the 2nd of April. And it's 100 Snow White Horses. It's two-headed onan. It's fairy Irish, fairy bardic tradition stuff. And I've been working on it for the last few years. So I've had plenty to do to keep me going.
But do you miss the buzz of meeting people?
Well, I do a bit, But I mean, I'm liking being at home as well. Hmm. I've been gigging for years. I've been gigging for about 30 or 40 years, Marty. Like two or three nights a week around Ireland. And tours abroad and stuff. And now I'm living at home with my wife in Passage West and walking the dogs twice a day.
You like taking photographs?
Well, I take photographs on my phone. I got into a fierce thing of taking pictures of flowers actually last year with the lockdown. Pictures of crows, jackdaws, rooks flying in the wind. I made a collection of crow photographs. I made a collection of photographs of ivy. I wrote a poem about ivy then, 99 lines all in Irish. May I an alling na quilla. Kellum Spidoga is the wine alla. I'm a kind of a Gael Gore, like.
Oh, no, our fad. And tell me, are you going to sing us another song?
Yeah, well, thank you so much. I'd like to sing you my new single, which is out today, and I'm very proud of it. And this album, like, the whole vibe of it, really, 100 Snow White Horses, is Irish mythology. And I recorded it in London with my friend and producer John Reynolds and with my friend Pauline Scanlon, a beautiful singer from Dingle, County Kerry. And Pauline's voice is all over the record, like a kind of a beautiful gossamer. So We Come in the Wind is the name of this song. And this song is loosely based on the three Imrams of Irish literature, the Voyage of Bran, the Voyage of Maeldun, and the Voyage of St. Brendan. And it's like a bit like my version of been through the desert on a horse with no name, with no desert, no horses, only a lot of water, islands and boats.
Well, we'll have to wait until April 2nd for your new album, 100 Snow White Horses. But we won't have to wait much longer to hear the first single. It's called We Come in the Wind.
Only once upon a silver moon, we sailed for seven summers through many dreamlike islands. island of the promises, the island of the women, the island of the longing, the island of the strong. Once upon a silver moon we sailed. We come in the wind, we leave in the wind. We come in the wind, we leave in the wind. Go tell my lady, go tell my love, we sail with the tide. We raise the sail and following the wind of seven winters, we went for the west, we went for the land of promise, for the land of the fair, the island of the apple trees, the island of the pleasures, the laughing and the mocking, where we left one friend behind. Then we raised one silver sail and we climbed. We come in the wind, we leave in the wind. We come in the wind, we leave in the wind. Go tell my lady, go tell my love, we sail with the tide. Found ourselves adrift under a sky of endless velvet blue, and the stars, a million trillion galaxies sailing for eternity, and the stars, and endless choirs of angels fill the midnight air with the phosphorescence of their radiant prayer, and the paradise of birds, and the ravens in the dark. And the radiance of the moon, just once upon a silver moon, we sailed. We come in the wind, we leave in the wind. We come in the wind, we leave in the wind. Go tell my lady, go tell my love, we sail with the tide. Once upon a silver moon, we sailed for seven seasons through many dreamlike islands in the dark blue sea. We come in the wind, we leave in the wind. We come in the wind, we leave in the wind. Go tell my lady, go tell my love, we sail with the tide.
That was the gorgeous new single from John Spillane. It's called We Come in the Wind. The album is 100 Snow White Horses and it's out in April, and you can pre-order it on John's very own website, johnspillane.ie. A great singer and a great character. I really enjoyed talking to him.